People are gathered in Fairbanks to welcome Governor and Vice Presidential candidate Sarah Palin back to Alaska. The Alaska Republican Party is sponsoring the fundraiser and rally at a hangar at Fairbanks International Airport, where Palin is expected to address the crowd at around 7 p.m. The event is open to the public, but Republican organizers have made it clear they only want Palin supporters to attend. They're not allowing signs into the event. A local peace and justice group has organized a roadside anti-Palin rally near the airport. Meanwhile, Governor Palin is being credited for a surge of support for the McCain campaign across the West. McCain Western Regional Communications Director Rick Gorka says that includes an increase in the campaign's volunteer base.
Throughout the West region, we've seen an incredible explosion of volunteers. In Washington State, we're up 750%, and Oregon, it's up 111%. Just the sheer numbers of volunteers that are coming forward to help out Governor Palin become vice president.
Gorka says the volunteers are working phone banks and going door to door. McCain is also ramping up a presence in Alaska. Gorka says a state director has been hired and an Alaska campaign office is in the works. The Democratic opposition has been working the state hard for months already. Barack Obama has several offices in Alaska and a staff that's been working both urban and rural areas for support.